I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. The Fulton County government is facing a lawsuit alleging that property values for new homeowners are higher than those of longtime residents. As GPB's Taylor Gand explains, the higher values mean more taxes for some homeowners.
State law requires that property must be evenly evaluated across neighborhoods. But a recent lawsuit claims that 18,000 new homeowners in Fulton paid millions of dollars in extra taxes because their property was assessed at sales value, while their neighbor's property was not. According to the AJC, one assessor says the county, school board, and cities could be on the hook for as much as $36 million in refunds. A Fulton spokeswoman says the county is still analyzing the claims in the lawsuit. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant in Atlanta.
The Georgia Department of Public Safety reports that 8 people lost their lives on the roads of Georgia during the Memorial Day holiday weekend. Today, with hundreds of thousands of people returning to work, the National Weather Service is warning drivers to take it slow due to subtropical depression Alberto. A flash flood watch is in effect for Metro Atlanta and large portions of the state until Wednesday morning. Well, the final construction phase on the retractable roof of Mercedes-Benz Stadium gets underway today. The Atlanta Business Chronicle reports the roof will be open for the next 10 days while the work is done. That will be followed by a few weeks of work completing the automation process. When fully operational, the roof should be able to open and close in about 12 minutes. Georgia's sex offender registration program stands to lose hundreds of thousands of dollars of its federal grant funding next year. According to an AJC investigative report, the U.S. Department of Justice sent a letter to the governor's office indicating that the state's registry has, since 2012, failed to classify the risk each person on the list poses to reoffend as required by federal law. Currently, there are more than 22,000 names on Georgia's sex offender registry. Georgia is one of 32 states losing a portion of its federal grant money. And in sports, the Atlanta Braves split their Memorial Day doubleheader with the New York Mets yesterday. In the first game, the Braves won 4-3. In the second game, which ended after 1:30 this morning thanks to a 3.5-hour rain delay, the Mets won 8-5. Atlanta still holds a half-game lead in their division. The two teams play again tonight at 7:30. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.